wretched soul. For the Bible says, by grace through faith we're saved, and that it's not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my wretched soul, he turned around and called and chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name. And before the Gentiles, before the kings, and before the children of Israel. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is like unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, Abba Father, who are in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the grace of God, which you gave us in your Son through the faith that we were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all of those who have been blessed to find this true hiding place in Christ, let them say amen. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, we must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And we thank God this morning for the few of you that have tuned in, for the Bible tells us that many are called, but a few chosen. Many shall seek to enter into this true hiding place, but only a few shall find it. And what a wonderful time, my friends, to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy, holy name. I'm so grateful and thankful by the grace of God to be able to be gathered together with you once again. The Lord pressed upon my heart this morning, and he said with me that many of you, I will never get an opportunity to meet you in person. In this life, we will never meet face to face. But the Lord has pressed upon my heart that we will be walking together down those streets that are paved with pure gold. Oh, bless his name this morning. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, James chapter 1. The Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again this morning and to bring you out of the darkness of religion. And ask that you look to the hills for which cometh your help. For your help cometh from the Lord, made the whole heaven and the whole earth. Oh, what a wonderful God that we serve. In James chapter 1, the Spirit of the Lord says to Brother James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. And if any of you like wisdom, let him ask God. And that give it to all men abundantly, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavered is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. The sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withered the grass and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perished. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. But blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Oh, praise and be to his holy, holy, holy name. Here we find in the book of James, a brother of Jesus, they both had the same mother, Mary. But James' biological dad is Joseph, and Jesus Christ's biological father is God. You see, James here is speaking to Christian Jews. As though Brother Paul, he was called and chosen by God to speak to the Christian Gentiles. Here, Brother James is speaking to Christian Jews, and the Spirit of the Lord would like you to keep this in mind. The Spirit of the Lord said through Brother James, he said, know this, and that the trying of your faith work at patience. What faith? What kind of faith? Faith in your death with Christ on his cross. Brother James is saying our faith will be tried. Your death with Christ on the cross will be tried. You see, when people lie on you and they steal from you and they say all manner of wickedness against you, trying to do you evil, following you around, there's times we want to regress back to our old nature, hanging up on things ourselves, but you see, a dead man can't do that. A dead man can't be disturbed, nor can his peace, rest, be taken away from him. You see, when the Bible lets us know that yea and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 declares, the Holy Spirit calls living in Christ Jesus godly living. The Spirit of the Lord tells us also to count it all joy. Count it all joy when the folk come talking crazy to you. When they try to do you evil, when they're saying all manner of evil things about you, some of the wicked things your ears could ever hear, they will say that Jesus makes it clear to us that the world will hate us, but he lets us know that the world hated him first. The Bible says that, but if the thief is found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 31 declares, so when people lie on you and steal from you and do wicked toward you, we already know it's them doing it, but it's not them really doing it. You see, it's the spirit of the Antichrist working through them to do such evil. But the Bible says that when we catch him, oh, hallelujah. And John 10:10 lets us know we got you. We caught you, devil. For the thief come at night, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. The Bible lets us know, but Jesus said, I am come. They may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You see, we know that it's the devil that's using the people to come against the bride of Christ. It is what the Bible calls the mystery of iniquity. That's when they do evil continuously. They had a young man and his uncle. They both insist on doing evil continuously. I told them one day that you and your uncle will get a reward for that wickedness. He laughed. He thought it was funny. Although you will receive a reward, he was told, but it won't be a good one. You see, in the mystery of godliness, that is Jesus Christ, our hope of glory, working through us, going about doing good and healing all of them that are oppressed of the devil. You see, when good comes through us, it's not us doing it because none of us are good. No, not one. So any good that comes through us is brought through us by the resurrected life of Jesus Christ. Jesus' purpose on the earth was going about doing good and healing all of them that were oppressed of the devil. You see, Christ dwelling in us is our hope of glory. If he doesn't dwell in us and is working through us, then we have no resurrected life working through us, and therefore we have no salvation nor sanctification. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 declares, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, meaning that's one faith. Jesus left his church one faith, Ephesians 4 and 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. The bride of Christ, our faith is in a baptism of death with Christ on his cross. And that verse goes on to say, and giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And the Holy Spirit lets us know that all preaching that's not laid on this one foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified, the Holy Spirit has declared, not me, that it is a doctrine of devils. Where did the Holy Spirit express himself with these sayings? 2 John 1:9 declares, whosoever transgresseth and abides not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. But he that abided in the doctrine of Christ, he had both the Father and in the Son. You see, the doctrine of Christ, my friends, is what Jesus preached, that we have to lose all of our sin nature life in order to receive his new resurrected sinless life working through us. Behold, all things have become new. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, the Spirit of the Lord said through Brother Paul, but though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That word accursed means, my friends, eternally doomed. It means loss of soul. And we all know that when the Holy Spirit says something one time, it's serious. But when he goes on to say it back to back, it is for your soul. In verse 9 says, and we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that we have received, let him be accursed. We already know that what Paul preached Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul said, I'm determined to know anything among them save Jesus Christ and him crucified. This is the same Saul that at first was coming against those that preached that glorious gospel, but only on his Damascus road did Jesus Christ, our hope of glory, reveal himself unto him. And then thereafter, the Lord God Almighty blessed him with this good news, Jesus Christ and him crucified. And we find in that 2 John 1:9 that the Holy Spirit said that these men don't have God. And then who do they have? Who is this that directs them to preach another gospel other than what Jesus has said preach? Who is this that tells them to lift up themselves in their religious organizations while they press Jesus down to the earth? Who is this that gives them those instructions? Who is this that lets them speak of themselves on a Sunday other than lifting up Jesus Christ in his marvelous word? Who is this that instructs them? I'm glad you asked. The Holy Spirit gives us the answer in Isaiah the 14th chapter, the 13th verse. And the Spirit of the Lord said, informing us what the wicked one said, for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. See, the Bible tells us, for the mystery of iniquity do it already work. Only he who now letteth it will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whom the coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness, unrighteousness, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 through 12 declares, you see, my friends, this glorious gospel of the kingdom, living in Christ, even David had been, the Spirit of the Lord had revealed this truth unto him. For David said, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory, Psalm 64, verse 10, and declare. You see, Brother James also goes on to say, if any of you like wisdom, let him ask God. They give it to all men abundantly and unbraid it not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in faith. What faith? What kind of faith? Faith in our death with Christ on the cross. And he goes on to say, not wavering, for he that wavered is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And this, my friends, is how we pray from a position of being in Christ through a baptism of death with him on his cross. This is how we pray in order to get an answer. Many of you have found out that you have prayed and received no answer because the Bible says, let him ask in faith. Faith. What faith? That our old sin nature is dead, crucified with Christ, buried, and now his new resurrected life works through our earthen vessel by the grace of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10 tells us, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne room of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. See, when we come by the faith, it's the key, my friends, that opened the door in order for God to grant us grace and mercy for today and every day, which we all need because we're all no good. No, not one. Brother James lets us know that blessed is the man that enduring temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them and that love him. You see that crown of life? Remember Jesus warns us to let no man rob you of your crown? When a man is preaching another gospel, he's robbing you of your crown. He's come to do the works of his daddy, the devil, to steal, kill, and destroy the ministry that God has hid in you to come forth that he may work through in these end times and bring forth souls to the kingdom of God. You see that one that sit on the north of the congregation? Well, he knows all about it. This is why he hinders man from preaching this one doctrine that could save you and God could use you. You see, we find in Acts chapter 8, when Philip was sent to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified, is what he preached to the Ethiopian. And the Bible said when he came to water, he asked Philip, well, what do hinder me for being baptized? And the Bible said, Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. You see, my friends, baptism is a confession of what we believe happened in the spirit realm. Jesus coming down for us was a twofold word. First, the shedding of his spotless blood, was for forgiveness of our sins. But why did he have to die? Jesus' blood was shed all over the streets of Jerusalem as he walked around carrying our cross, taking our punishment, taking our shame. His blood was shed all over the city. Why did he have to die? He had to die to provide a place for us to die while we're yet alive. And all our sins are forgiven now while we're yet alive. Well, we die not outside of Christ, then we're blessed. We die in him, we're blessed. Outside of him, we go to hell. This is why Jesus had to come. So we go to hell now, and our sins are forgiven now. And that he can work through our earthen vessels now. For if we die outside of him, then our sins are added to us. And the wages of our sin is death. It is separation from God for all eternity. This is why this gospel of the kingdom, men refuse to preach it. They refuse to preach it because it doesn't pay. Nobody's going to give you any money when you tell them they have to die. Nobody's going to come and give you any offerings when you tell them you got to put your bosom in, pull your clothes up. Nobody's going to pay to hear about their sin, that they need to die in order to live because they are no good. Only God is good. Who will pay to hear that? Nobody. Only those that seek his face, Jesus said, my sheep will hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. See, Jesus came to free us, to set us free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. He came to set us free from the law of sin and death. This is the purpose, reason that Jesus came, to set us free from the law of sin and death, that we may be able to live in through the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. This is our eternal life. This is why we witness all the time in our highway ministry. Folks go to church on a Sunday, and even on a Monday, they have nothing to say about Jesus Christ. They spend their time in church on Sunday, and not even on a Monday do they lift up his name or tell anybody about him, so to speak. Oh, they boast about them so-called religious organizations and they are preachers, but they forget to lift up his name. Oh, praise be to his holy name. He came to save us, rescue us from ourselves. Jesus, this morning, has stopped by your house to ask you, that tugging that you feel on your heart, that's the Holy Spirit. Nobody can come to Jesus unless they're drawn by God. That's his attempt to draw you this morning. But he can only do so much. The rest is up to you. Would you pray with me this morning? Dear Jesus, forgive me, I confess, I repent, for I've sinned. And only in your sight I've done this evil. I've been blind to this one gospel because I've not heard it. I've been lost to this one truth because I had not found it. But now, Thaddeus, I come to you on the cross in the baptism of death in your body. And I believe by that same faith that I was buried with you and also by that same faith, your resurrection has become my resurrection to the newness of life. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, then if you prayed it, you made it. You just became a member of the family, the household of God. And oh, I assure you this, get ready. Oh, he will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. He promised you this. The fire, that's the baptism of the Father. That's a whole nother message. Oh, it's a whole nother message. But if you prayed that prayer, then you made it. We're the Three of Us Ministries, and I am Messenger Metric McGillan from Pineville. And oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. And we invite you all, if the Lord's will, to tune in next week, same place, same time. We also ask always you bring a friend, for who knows, it may be their time to get in where they fit in. And if the Lord's will, as we always say, we'll be right back at you again, bringing his truth to you, asking you to come, taste, and see that he's good. Die so he may live through you and work those miracles through you. We love you all. We'll be praying for you. And Lord's will, we'll be back at you next week, same place, same time. Love you. Bye, y'all.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
But my gladness doesn't stop there. I'm glad that he got up out of that grave, walked around this earth for 40 days, and then one day he stepped on a cloud, took him on up. I'm so glad that he now sits